This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Right now we're pleased to be joined by Park Center girls basketball coach Barb Metcalf. The Pirates had a big win over number two ranked Wayzata last night. The Pirates figure to move up in the next rankings that come out. Barb, good to visit with you, and congrats on a big win last night. That was a fun atmosphere. There was a really good crowd, and it was a good game.
Oh, yeah, it was a wonderful crowd, and thanks so much for being there. You did a really nice job. I was fortunate when I got home to have my supper. I just watched your play-by-play, and it was just a great atmosphere for girls basketball. It was nice to see the crowd there, and I thought it was a pretty good game. You know, as a coach, after you look at the film and you start analyzing the stats, there's always things that you could do better. But I was real pleased with our girls' performance, especially after, you know, we had a game the night before against Anoka. And, you know, they're a pretty solid team, and you have to be prepared for every game. And then our kids going into last night's ball game, to be honest with you, they weren't feeling real healthy, just like a lot of teams and players are suffering, you know, throughout the state here with flus and colds. And so, you know, we really didn't know if we were going to be missing a couple players or whatnot, but we had some kids that really gutted out their performances last night, so I was pretty happy.
Yeah, good win, and Wayzata took a lead by six in the second half, and I had talked about it a bit on Prep Spotlight TV. It was kind of a danger zone, and your team really responded at that moment. You could feel that Wayzata had a chance right there to put you away, and they didn't.
Oh, yeah, and, you know, that's just kind of showing how we're building on our chemistry and our maturity as we progress through the season. And, you know, last year we had the same team back pretty much, and I just think that the chemistry going into this season was just we were ahead of the game a little bit, so to speak. And I really was real happy with how our kids responded. They didn't get rattled. And, you know, as a coach, you always tell kids that, you know, it's a game of runs. You got to be prepared for that, and you can't get two up or two down. And I'm tickled at how well that our kids are just getting along better now on the court as far as seeing each other and just utilizing each other's talents. And that was a fun game last night.
Your leading scorer got into foul trouble, some nervous moments there when she picked up her third, almost right in front of you. I'm not going to ask if it was a foul, but from my vantage point across the way, that was a tough call.
Yeah, you know, and I'm not going to say it was the wrong call, but, you know, from my perspective, I do think sometimes that girls, players, they get called for a little bit more touchy fouls than maybe boys do. I've seen it throughout my years as a coach. You know, I've coached here. This is going on my third year in Minnesota, and I coached over 20 years in North Dakota, either as an assistant or as a head coach. And I'll be involved in a game where there's 60, 70 fouls called in the girls' game, and then I'll go watch the boys' game right after, and, you know, there's 30, maybe 20 fouls called. And I'm not saying that they allow boys to play a little bit more physical, but I do think that young ladies today possess the same athletic abilities. You know, they're very talented, and they're very athletic. And sometimes I think we forget that as adults, that these gals can really play ball. And I just wish that, you know, fouls early on in the game, whether it's our team or another team too. You know, I kind of thought the call that was made on Ani Stewart too was kind of a touchy foul, you know, right away. So, you know, you don't like that to be part of your strategy where you got to tell your kids, you know, don't play hard defense. Or, you know, it's just hard sometimes as a coach. How do you teach them to play defense, shell defense? We go really hard. And so, yeah, that was an interesting call. But, again, you know, the ref made the call. That's the call, and that's what we tell our kids.
And your team really responded with Adelia McKenzie on the bench and actually had a lead at the half, 31-30. And you alluded to the fact that you were happy with how hard your team fought with McKenzie on the bench. averaging 31 a game coming in, that's a big deal.
Oh, correct. You bet. She was on the bench for 8 minutes. And, you know, and that's huge for our team. And it's also huge for Dahlia to see, too. And, you know, for her to know that, you know, her teammates can do their job and she doesn't have to carry the team all the time. And that was a good moment for our team. And then I think that kind of just catapulted us in the second half, you know, because we threw in a couple other different kids that haven't played much before. And if we can just improve on that depth, it's just going to help us down the stretch.
Let's talk a little bit more about Mackenzie a little bit. And I haven't had a chance to see her a ton, but she's a terrific player and so great running the floor that she caught a pass and put it up, you know, just a quick shot. She's really a good player. It's got to be fun to coach her.
Oh, she really is a treat to coach. She, you know, not people ask me that all the time. Is she as great of a person as she is a player? And she truly is. If not, she's even a better person inside and out. She's an excellent student. She's an excellent role model for our students and athletes at Park Center. She really is a gem to coach. And what I like about Adalia is she's coachable. And you don't find that all the time in kids that really are, you know, kind of the leaders of the pack, so to speak.
Yeah, and you played a very good team last night. I was impressed. Jenna Johnson has put up big numbers, and she was outstanding in the low post. Just great moves, outstanding footwork. That was a huge challenge all night, guarding her.
Oh, definitely. We just had one practice on Monday, and then we had our Anoka game, but we really did, you know, put in some practice time for what we were going to face against YZ. And between Stewart and Johnson, we knew we had our hands full. And so Tanae and Adalia, and then we have Shadeja Lynn, we call her, and then also Ruben, that we took turns at, you know, how we're going to take care of that high-low that they like to do. They do a nice job with the screens. They kick it to Braun. They do a nice job to number 40. She looks in, she can penetrate, and then you'll have that back pickup on top, and then you'll have the cut over the top. So they work so well together. And then you put Stewart at top at the three-pointer, and she can nail that three-pointer as well. So we knew we were going to have our hands full. The kids, I thought, really worked hard on defense, and we had to do some switching from time to time, and that's okay, because the main thing is if Tanae and Dal could get at the right spot at the right time, and a couple times we were a half second too late, but they got one heck of a squad, and we were fortunate enough to come out with the victory last night.
I know it's early, but we get through the holidays, and the season seems to go quick. Then all of a sudden it's January, and playing a couple of games a week in a very good conference. This can be a fun year.
Oh, you bet it can be. I always break the season down into three parts, kind of like what you're alluding to. You got your part one season, and now after the holiday break, we'll go into part two. Then you start seeing a couple of the teams that you played before. You don't see them all. And then you head into the postseason. And so my goal as a coach is always not to have your team peak too soon. I was very fortunate that, you know, I was at West Fargo. I coached there 9 years as head coach, and we had a really good run at state and been in the state championship, you know, a couple times. And that's something that, you know, we're working for. Park Center has a great tradition, you know, with Chris Vanderhyde, and then I come into that situation afterwards. And, you know, these kids are hungry. And the way we ended our season last year, you know, it's probably one of the worst ways you'd want to end your regular season, but yet it was a springboard, I think, for going into this season as well, because we didn't have any seniors on that squad last year, and those kids remember what it felt like being in that locker room.
Well, fun night, and we hope to see your team again many more times. It's a great conference, the Northwest Suburban. You're certainly going to be challenged, and I suppose a game like Wayzata, you like to kind of get a measuring stick and find out where you're at early like this.
Yeah, I thought that's what someone asked me too, you know, what are you thinking going into this one? I said, this is a great time to play a team like Wayzata. Tomorrow we go to Osseo, we play a game, and then next week we have our holiday showcase. We'll play Minnetonka on Friday, and then we play Hopkins on Saturday. And so you look at our schedule, we've been pretty fortunate to schedule those Lakes Conference schools, and I think that only makes you better down the stretch.
Yeah, and of course Hopkins and the great Paige Beckers playing since an eighth grader.
Yeah, I saw her in the house last night.
Yeah, I ran into the coach as well.
Run into Coach Kaz?
Yeah. As a matter of fact, earlier in the week, I got to tell you the story, Barb. I had him on, talked about the honor that Paige won, and then I said, yeah, on Wednesday night I'm going to be up and watch. Why is that on Park Center playing? I'm going to do the game on PrepSpotlight.tv. And he says, I'm going to be there. And I said, well, I'll buy you popcorn. Thanks for coming on the air. And instead he bought. So I owe you a popcorn, Barb. I'll pay it forward.
Oh, that'll be awesome. Are you going to be at our tournament at all?
I'm gonna try and get there. The next time I see you, I'll buy you a popcorn. I'll pay it forward.
That's a deal. I appreciate that.
Yeah, but
thanks, Kaz.
Yeah, and here's the thing, Barb, though, there's so much talent. We saw a lot of talent on the floor. I mean, girls basketball has really never been better in the state. There's so many good players.
Oh, definitely. You know, like I said, I coached for many years in North Dakota, and then moving to Minnesota, it really is a hotbed for girls basketball. It's really been truly a lot of fun watching the kids and just seeing the dynamics of the different teams that you have. You know, it's just really incredible to be part of it.
Well, fun to see your team. Congrats on the win. And once again, we'll see you down the road. Thanks so much.
Thanks a lot. Appreciate you.
All right. There, Barb Metcalf, head coach of the Park Center Pirates. Number 4 going into last night. Takedown number 2, Wayzata. Entertaining ball game. Good play on both sides. Pirates sure to move up in the next poll. By the way, Hopkins, the number 1.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.